This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Christopher Hitchens and Larry Taunton seem unlikely candidates to be friends. Hitchens was a writer and avowed atheist who died of esophageal cancer in 2011. Taunton is the founder of the Birmingham-based Fix Point Foundation. It's an evangelical Christian organization that sponsored debates with prominent atheists. And it's through this work the two met and became friends. Larry Taunton is out with a book called The Faith of Christopher Hitchens, and he tells me he didn't expect to like Hitchens, but that changed when they met for the first time at a conference in Scotland.
Comes the knock at the door. I open it, and he spills forth into my room as though we're continuing a conversation we'd had earlier. And he said, this was the news of the day at the moment, the British army has effectively capitulated at Basra, and the Archbishop of Canterbury is calling for the adoption of Sharia law. Whatever happened to a Church of England that actually believed in something? And I said, Christopher, you sound like a man who's nostalgic for a Church of England that actually believed the Bible. And in that moment, he had been looking out the window, his back to me, and he wheeled and he smiled with a kind of touche sort of look and said, perhaps I do. From that moment on, I thought this is going to be an interesting relationship.
Well, you describe Christopher Hitchens as having two books, essentially, yes. That there was a public persona and then there was a private persona.
Yeah.
And we think about that split with a lot of people who are in public life.
Yeah.
Was there something different about that split for Hitchens?
Yes. He spoke of himself this way, as a man of two books. And it's a metaphor, not a metaphor he invented, but it's a metaphor he uses a lot in his memoir, in which he said, we're all divided selves to some extent, but it's particularly strong in my case. And the metaphor, two books, is a reference to a kind of fraudulent bookkeeping, that there's the Enron's public accounts and the books that everyone sees, and then there are the ones they don't that tell the actual balance. And I discovered that the public manifestation of Christopher was everything people thought that he was. He was, at least until 9/11, he was the leftist, sympathetic Marxist, fire-breathing atheist. But something went off in Christopher after 9/11. He broke with the left at a political level and said, look, I can no longer go along with the knee-jerk leftist position that America deserved 9/11. These people are terrorists, and we need to kill them. But then, ironically, with the publication of God Is Not Great in 2007, and as part of his promotion for that book, he told his publisher, I want to debate people of every religious stripe, any religious stripe. Most of all, it was evangelicals who tilted against him. And so the first time in his life, Christopher was interacting with evangelicals, and he discovered that they weren't all that the caricature of them had portrayed them to be.
And so how do you read that fraudulent two books narrative? Is this just something that came because he was forced to get into the sort of nuance that these issues sort of bring?
I don't mean that Christopher Hitchens on stage, when he was saying all that he was saying in support of atheism, that he didn't actually believe that. Christopher Hitchens was an atheist. Rather, what I'm suggesting is that Christopher, he would give you the impression that he had equal disdain for all religions. That's just sheer nonsense. And it led many of his fans to the conclusion that Christopher hated all religious people. Not so. Christopher was making distinctions offstage that he wasn't making on it.
A good portion of the book centers around two long car rides that you had with him, road trips. How did those road trips come about?
Yeah, I guess you'd say the climax of the book is our car rides together, our road trips. I had challenged him to a Bible study. And I had, because Christopher would, we would be after a debate or after an event or before one or whatever, we would be debating, talking. And Christopher is saying all these things about the Bible. I said, Christopher, you are always saying these things so confidently. And as somebody who knows the Bible, I can tell that you don't. I think you've cherry-picked it. So here we are, driving from his home in D.C. to mine here in Birmingham. Christopher is sitting in the front seat of my car. He has his reading glasses perched on the end of his nose, Johnny Walker Black Label Scotch squeezed between his knees, and he's reading aloud from the Gospel of John. And I was somewhat anxious because it was, I forget, Veterans Day maybe, state troopers were everywhere. And I thought, you know, if you talk about open container, I don't know how many Bible studies you've ever attended where scotch was served, but this was my first, and it was highly entertaining.
The story certainly has an element of, hey, look at these two guys.
Yeah.
Don't agree with each other at all, but hey, they get along.
Yeah.
But ultimately, the two of you stay on the same sides of that divide. What do you take away from that, given that it doesn't have that element of perhaps redemption from your perspective or just simple resolution?
The whole of my claim in this book is that Christopher was a man of two books, that offstage he was very different, and that after his diagnosis with esophageal cancer, a diagnosis, Andrew, that he knew to be a death sentence, Christopher was reevaluating his religious options. Greek Orthodox, no. He was never going to consider that. Roman Catholicism, no. Judaism, perhaps. He was deeply affected late in his life by the discovery that he was Jewish on his mother's side, something that his mother had kept secret the entirety of her life. But Protestantism, evangelicalism, had a kind of appeal to Christopher, and he was exploring it. But I think the problem for him, Andrew, was that Christopher had created a kind of prison for himself. If your reputation is built on, just as mine is in the other direction, if your reputation is built on atheism and you have spent so much of your life in discussions like this one and on television and so forth railing against faith, it's pretty hard to backtrack from that and to admit that perhaps you're wrong.
That's Larry Taunton, executive director of the Fixed Point Foundation and author of the book, The Faith of Christopher Hitchens, The Restless Soul of the World's Most Notorious Atheist. You can hear more from him in an extended interview, including Hitchens' idea of Protestant atheism. That's at our website, wbhm.org.